Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Yeah, Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He wants connected my dots and more to my plate. I'm gonna dunk his ass.
They suck. So you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Good morning, welcome in. Saturday suckage. The last Saturday suckage of 2021, and the opening sucked. You did an excellent job, Trash Panda, of making sure that people knew it. Time for roll call. Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
Sucking.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Brian Cashman.
I also know that we suck right now.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, like, do we suck?
Chris Rock.
I suck so bad, they used to pick me after the white kids.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you got to embrace the suck.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys are suck. Hey, when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
Mark Grody.
Bueller. Bueller.
Grody's there wasn't here. An option for you, was it, Trash Fan? It was like he was going to make it. Was it going to be over under 5 minutes? And Grody's not here. That's great.
Jordan,
nicely done. That was not a betting option, so all bets are off. Is that how we refund your money? That works.
Well, it's officially under 5 minutes, right? So the under hit. I think that's how it would work. Vegas odds were at -200 for that. So it was easy bet, really.
Yes. Yes, it was. All right. So whenever he shows up, however he shows up, I'm sure he had a bigger name on the line, but we suspected one of two things. He's been named new defensive coordinator for the Bears. They don't
likely.
Yeah. Because he, unlike Matt Nagy and Sean Desai, can recognize Devontae Adams in the slot because they weren't smart enough to do that. And Matt Nagy, proving again he doesn't know how to coach the game in front of him, denied that the Packers were moving Devontae Adams around into the slot to get him away from Jalen Johnson. Oh, my God. So Aaron Rodgers was playing 4D chess, and Nagy and Desai were playing Uno. Wow. That is just, and there's questions about why this guy should be fired and the guy who hired him should be fired and like that. Or maybe Mark is the guy, he's the new Uber driver driving Nicky to O'Hare and he's got room in the van for Pace and Teddy Ballgame and George and oh my God.
I say make him fly out of Midway. That's a further drive, further they have to go through downtown to further shame themselves. Or do you, I mean I guess O'Hare is the quickest way out of town, but
yeah, you can get you do you want him out quick or do you want to add to punishment, try to punish him the way he's punished Bears fans, or they've all punished Bear fans with their arrogance of their ignorance.
No, I guess get him out of town quick. Trestman would have had to go to Midway. It further embarrass him.
But you can go down 294, and it's usually, other than the O'Hare area, it's usually a pretty quick shot, and then you get on 57, and then it's miserable. But, okay, as long as there's punishment, I don't mind them suffering. They've certainly caused Bear fans to suffer.
It's got to be a regular Uber, too, like some guy driving his 2005 Honda Civic. None of that Uber XL stuff. Got to be just a regular Uber, and you're paying for it.
Maskless.
Yeah. Mask. One of the guys that are the one guy that just wears it below his nose, half assing it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a better way to describe that, but we can't do that on the radio. Okay. So what we know, besides Grody's not here, welcome to Saturday Suckage.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Yes, and we're broadcasting from the Score Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. I'm sure Grody will. He's either got a bigger name on the line, or he's just waiting in a long line for his coffee.
I told him I got Keurig cups here. Like you guys, but like at being a producer, I got to make sure my hosts are happy, so I have coffee at the ready almost always.
Yeah. Well, how come he doesn't know that? How come he took the time to make a video of why he was going to be in question that he was going to be here and he didn't have coffee? It's a surprise that Saturday Suckage starts at 11.
How long does it take to make the video? I mean, he must have been waiting for the crosswalk at Columbus. I guess that was probably it, but still.
Who waits for a crosswalk?
Especially this time of day on Lower Columbus crossing the bridge. There's no traffic. You can just walk right through, Wacker.
Yeah, it was just... It was an act. All right, so sports is chaos. Bears-Vikings is still on for Monday night. So is every other game. They're all going to be played except tonight's Patriots-Colts game. You'll hear that on the Score, 6:45. We will bring you Patriots-Colts, Brady, Manning, the great matchup, or something like that. No, Mac Jones against Pete Wentz, right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, that sounds right. All right. Wentz? Yeah, the basis for Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
That guy.
So, and when you think, Mac Jones is a wonderful segue to, oh my God, look who the Bears traded up for. They traded up for Jay Cutler with a worse passer rating. And Bill Belichick just sat there and said, okay, we're going to take Mac Jones. And guess what? He'll be a really good quarterback for us.
Do we not, I mean, this is a different discussion, but do we not all also recognize that if Mac Jones and Justin Fields' places were switched right now, that Mac Jones would have a similar quarterback rating to Justin Fields currently?
He'd be dead.
Yeah, he would be dead because at least Justin Fields could run.
Right.
Yeah, and Justin Fields would probably be looking, his numbers would look a lot better.
Well, Mac Jones benefits by having an NFL coach. Justin Fields is, and it is a legitimate thing that whether... What was the greater damage that could be done? Justin Fields playing with broken ribs or Justin Fields playing for Matt Nagy? Which would hurt him more? And then you saw a reason to fire Matt Nagy after the first snap when he went empty. Right? So you got five-man protection and you've got a good defense. And your quarterback with broken ribs, the future of the franchise that you need to protect, and you go empty. Why wasn't Matt Nagy fired after the first snap against Green Bay?
And I didn't realize this, although I also did miss seeing the first quarter and a half of the game. So I had to go back and watch this. But Brian Baldinger on Twitter pointed out the next day, maybe it wasn't even the next day, it was within... really shortly after the game was done, that Justin Fields was hit on his first four throws.
Good job, Matt Nagy. starting a guy with broken ribs and then not protecting him. That's your coach.
They were moving the ball despite that, but like it was the first four throws, he was getting walloped, and a lot of it was because they went minimum pass pro.
I will say it again. I tweeted it out. You could not possibly do worse with nobody as head coach than that. If you'd fired him already, gotten rid of him, bye bye, and let anybody else coach. Let Justin Fields call plays. Let him be his own offensive coordinator. He would take the time to protect himself. And now, based on what we know, unless you know different, Trash Panda, we'll see if Mark knows anything, if Mark can show up. Tabor, Laser, Desai, all three coordinators were out as of Friday. The Bears had a walkthrough instead of a practice. We have, at last count, 13 players on the COVID-19 list, and the three coordinators. And it seems inevitable that Matt Nagy is going to go all Matt Nagy. And the defensive coordinator will probably be Mike Pettine. He's done this before. And Chris Tabor said he was feeling great. He's still not coaching special teams. I don't know.
I think that I did see that Tabor does have a chance to return. Like, I think he has the best, from what I read, he has the best chance to return. Tabor does.
All right. So we had the news as of yesterday. Again, I not seen anything updated, but Andy Dalton and Duke Shelley were added to the COVID-19 list. Offensive lineman Elijah Wilkinson, who was on that list around Thanksgiving, was activated. Okay.
That's good because Borum is on the COVID list now.
Okay, you walked right into it. How sad and dangerous is it that you were looking at Elijah Wilkinson's activation as a positive? How sad is this when you have a quarterback with busted ribs?
I mean, Elijah Wilkinson's fine. I think at this point, him and Borum are pretty much a wash, but Wilkinson also hasn't played since before Thanksgiving, so...
Well, yeah. Look at that. What if you bet the money line on 12 minutes after 11? What?
Easy hit.
Look who's here. I want to hear this excuse. This is great. Turn on his mic. He can't turn on his mic. Just turn on his mic. Let him mumble into it.
There, it's your mic's on.
Hey, look, there's Mark Grody.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? You know,
do we have to restart the show now?
I was back in Mitch's office doing this Zoom I had to do, but then
that team sure did suck.
No, we gotta restart the show.
They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
All right, no.
So yeah, and then I heard you guys sounded like you guys were hitting a really confusing spot, trying to figure out who's what, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna sit back here and listen for a while because it sounds like math you guys are doing basically.
Well, we're trying to stay as up to date as possible. We have the three coordinators, and although I do think that Sean Desai was declared out by Aaron Rodgers last week. So he was done. Yeah. He was done then. Yeah. So you have three coordinators, 13 players, and then you add Andy Dalton and Duke Shelley to it. And I wondered if there were any updates or where we are on this whole thing. Do you know?
I don't think that there, unless something has come in literally in the last 5 minutes, and here's my phone, and I don't see anything right now. So it is the players will be talking very soon, and I think Matt Nagy speaks today, so I'm so confused by all the days. Yeah, this would be a day that Matt Nagy will speak.
Yeah,
so
today's a Friday.
Right. So we should have some more on our watch on this show. There might be breaking news. There should be some clarification. There should be some designations possibly on our watch in terms of who plays and who doesn't, who's probable, who's questionable, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It probably will hit in the next couple of hours. So I will keep a close look on my telly here. I'm kind of looking right now, and I don't see anything right now. But stand by soon. You'll start to see things popping up, I think.
COVID chaos has been – and last night it was nuts. The whole sports night was nuts because what you were seeing was – postponements in different leagues, games being moved. You saw an announcement of NBA. Kevin Durant is now in health and safety protocols. Kyrie Irving is now going to play road games, which the Nets said they would never allow to happen. And only by a loophole does he get to practice with the Nets in Brooklyn, but can't play because their practice facility was categorized as an office. But the Barclays Center is not an office. Right. It's an arena.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, that kind of stuff's going on. The NHL is trying to power through this thing. They have enhanced protocols. They're going to try to power through this before their regular Christmas break, during which there are no games. But the Avalanche and Panthers are playing no games anyways. And you're dealing with the colleges canceling a lot of games, including Loyola's paused it. I think we're looking at the NFL, by the way, moved. See if I can get this right.
Yeah. So
tonight's Colts and Patriots game is on. It's on the Score, as a matter of fact. 6:45, you can hear it on the Score. The Bears Monday night game is still Monday night, but it has company now, right?
Yes.
The Raiders and Cleveland, that game scheduled for today will be Monday night. The Washington football team and the Philadelphia football team will be played Tuesday, and the Seahawks-Rams game will also be played Tuesday. And if you have YouTube TV, you cannot watch the Bears, and who knows what else you cannot watch. YouTube TV last night ended its agreement, could not arrive at a new agreement with Disney. Disney owns ESPN, ESPN Plus, all the places you might want to turn to for sports. And it did it right in the middle of a football game. Were you watching that game, Studs?
I was. I don't follow the FCS as much as I used to, but I do try to keep up with it, especially when the playoffs are going on. And I was watching North Dakota State and James Madison, and James Madison has the ball late, driving, trying to take the lead in the Fargo Dome, which is almost impossible to win at in the playoffs.
Is that really the name of it?
It's always been impossible to win at the Fargo Dome, Steve. You don't want to go there.
The Fargo Dome.
It's actually called the Fargo Dome.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
North Dakota State.
Help me.
It's actually kind of a cool place.
Mr. Lundegaard playing quarterback.
That's right. Is that your friend in the chipper there?
The house that Carson Wentz built.
Matt Nagy would have a play called the chipper. That's what he would. And he might be coaching the Jackrabbits at some time.
It's the Bison. Whoa.
Yeah, them too. Oh.
The Jackrabbits is South Dakota State. See, you don't want to mix those up. That's a rivalry.
I just did.
Jeez.
I don't care.
Come on,
man. Let them fight it out.
Missouri Valley football.
High Plains.
So anyway,
I'm watching a little bit of money.
James Madison's driving with the ball. They're in North Dakota State territory trying to take the lead, and then the screen just goes out. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I actually care about this game.
And there was an NBA game that got cut off. Right? Was it the Lakers game? But there's an NBA game that got cut off.
No, they just said that's it. Yeah.
So if you're not Mark Grody and won't be on the sidelines for Monday Night Bears Vikings.
I will be there.
You have YouTube TV like I do. You won't be able to watch the Bears lose to the Vikings.
Oh.
Because it'll be on ESPN. It's scheduled to be on ESPN.
Is this
Monday.
A direct assumption that they're going to lose? I mean, the Vikings lost to the Lions.
And Nagy is 5-1 against Minnesota for some reason.
I agree that the Vikings are probably going to win, but let's not put it past the Vikings to lose any possible game.
And the Vikings almost blew it against Pittsburgh. 36-28 win over Pittsburgh. I don't know.
And how'd the Bears do in their one win in the last 2 months?
Here's the thing about the Vikings.
They beat the team that the Vikings couldn't. That's how they did.
Guys, here's the thing about the Vikings. Here's why the Bears beat the Vikings on Matt Nagy's watch. There's never a fear factor with the Minnesota Vikings. Like, there hasn't been a fear factor, I feel like, with the Vikings since a couple of eras. The 80s, they were pretty good. Like, they were competition for the Bears in the 80s. When they had Randy Moss, they were to be reckoned with, for sure, that era of Minnesota. But not, they're just...
They always had John Randall, too. John Randall would
badass.
Just sit on your quarterback's
badass.
Chest
yeah.
and taunt him with Snickers.
Right. Kirk Cousins is simply not a fear factor. Dalvin Cook is and should be and is for all teams, considering what he did last week especially, and he does return. The Bears have handled him well at times in the past, but that has been with a full, healthy defensive line, which I don't know the Bears will have. But, yeah, the Vikings should not scare fans. And, yes, the Bears have a chance to win this game. Am I picking them? Probably not. But I still think that
you
this
just camp- made a case for the Bears. And am I picking them? Probably not.
I'm explaining to you why the Bears have been 5-1 against them, and the history of the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears, and that they were fearful at times, or they put fear out there, but just not now. Not now, right? Do you feel
no?
I mean,
not
I love Justin Jefferson.
This whole division is garbage.
Kind of. I mean, Packers. No. I mean, the Packers scare you. There is a fear factor playing Green Bay, no doubt about it. But you're right. No other team in this division provides that, and that includes Minnesota.
And there's also just the this plays into what you're talking about, Grody. Just the Packers, for whatever reason, when the Bears play the Packers, they just they get. I know one of Herb's favorite terms, TBS, is what they get. They can't. For some reason, when they play that team, they just can't play to the level that they're capable of playing of, and they completely lose their minds. Yeah. But against the Vikings and the Lions, it's like, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
But when Aaron Rodgers is on the other sideline, it's just like their eyes just get big, and yeah, it's just not good.
What's TBS?
I'm not sure if
network?
I can... yeah, it's Cartoon Network. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I think it involves a bed. I think it involves soiling it.
Oh, okay.
Would I be close to that, Studs?
That's a very grobber. Trash
Panda?
Hey, TBS. KMA TBS.
Yeah, it's similar to that. Yeah. I just like, I think it would be okay, but I don't want to risk it. Yeah.
Don't you dare risk that.
Not on our watch.
No. So I don't know. I'll tell you, we have Rick Camp coming up because we have to find out what the latest is with the Bulls, if they still exist. Are they going to play? And by the way, with Kyrie Irving only playing road games, the Nets are so scheduled to be here January 12th. They're going to be in Chicago January 12th.
Oh, nice.
So the flat earther, unvaccinated, idiot guard who's now playing only road games for them, if the Bulls are still playing, I think we're headed toward a pause in every sport.
Oh, I hate to admit that, and I hate it, and it scares the crap out of me. But I think you might be right. It's obviously different from when sports went away the first time.
Because, I don't know.
Well,
why do you think it's different?
Was there a vaccine the first time all sports shut down?
No, but there's not really a vaccine that is controlling Omicron. That variant.
So you think because of that variant?
Yes, because it's much more transmissible.
So we have to wait until we have the booster for that thing.
Well, your booster's supposed to help you considerably in that. However, the upside is that the more strains, the more variants, the less dangerous they become. But we have so many idiots unvaccinated that they've clogged up hospitals. There's few beds. There are fewer beds available, and what that does will jam up. That we'll run into the same problem with a lack of hospital workers, available beds. You'll still run into the same medical, the care and feeding of patients. You run into that problem. Hockey will be the first because I think an ice rink is the greatest. Ice rink is the place where you're going to, the greatest petri dish for whatever the next variant is. And look at the numbers. Look at the football team you're covering.
Yeah.
So I don't see. And the NFL is not. Now the NFL is not even going to test once a week for vaccinated players. But they don't even know who's vaccinated. Ask Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. They're going to go along with the scam.
Immunity.
Yeah.
God, it would suck. It would suck. Unless we knew exactly what the end game is, like, we're going to shut it down for 2 weeks and then we'll be back. You know what I mean? Like, that this is like doctor recommended. Yes, that would do some good. Everybody gets away from it, but then we return to it because it's just freaky. And yeah, it's throwing everything off. And it had felt like at times in life that this thing was ending, but it is so much in the prime right now that it's painful for everybody, to say the least.
And I do think we're going to see a pause. We'll talk to Rick Camp at noon about that. Assuming the Bears play the Vikings, we will talk with Jim Schwantz at 1. Even if they don't play, we'll talk with Jim Schwantz.
Oh, good. Jim's on the show. All right.
And when we talk to Rick Camp, there's something I came across called macaroni and cheese ice cream.
Ew.
That might be a thing.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
How you fix for potato milk? These are two of the food trends for 2022.
Well, is it all similar to like cashew milk? Because that's fine. Is it
or almond milk?
Almond milk, yeah.
Is there cashew milk now?
Yeah, it tastes pretty similar to almond milk.
Almond milk, cashew milk.
It's not much flavor in almond milk. Like every
time. I think it's basically the milk without the fat, so it doesn't have as much taste.
Yeah, because I'm always disappointed. Like I do get almond milk sometimes in my coffee. And I never really feel the almond.
My girlfriend prefers that to regular milk, so we get that instead. I don't really care either way.
How long have you been dating your girlfriend?
They're beyond dating.
We've been together since.
That's what I'm getting at here.
They're playing house.
That's what I'm getting at here.
It'll be 3 years in April.
Yeah, it's time for him to.
To go away.
Hold on, one step at a time here. We survived a year living together.
And I'm the guy who was forever held out.
One step at a time, all right?
Okay. So the cohabitation is recent?
Living
in sin?
Living in sin. Yeah.
Last
September.
Year? Oh, okay.
Last September.
Yeah. Okay. And things are good?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Life got easier, actually.
Really good. That is really nice to hear.
Why? Well, because like she didn't live that far away. But
you may as well right?
I was spending, four nights or so a week there. So it's like at this point, it's like why don't I just live here? It was inconvenient. I was basically living in two different places. So it was inconvenient to have my stuff basically being divided.
Well, thank God she's convenient for you now.
Yeah.
Because that's the way that's such romantic talk.
Right. This is why I stay out of the whole thing. The romance really goes out after 6 months.
That. The whole idea that, she's now a convenience for you, Trash Panda.
You get it really twisting my words.
I'm not the one who brought up the word.
I will not have words put in my mouth.
Think she could give me a pack of cigarettes?
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll see if there's any updates, and we'll see who knows what's going on, but... If you have YouTube TV, you can't watch the Bears. Okay, you can't watch the Bears win the Super Bowl against the Vikings. How do you fix for that?
Oh, I like it.
Our text line number is 312-644-6767, same as our phone number. If you want to call and not get on the air, that's the number. And we'll take a break.
I'm here!
Yeah, Mark's here. We'll see for how long.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about Matt Nagy not knowing. Why don't we guess what Matt Nagy's response will be to Jalen Johnson's truth? Jalen Johnson told the truth, and now everybody's going to lie about it. I love Jalen Johnson. I'm sure he'll be out of Hallis Hall quickly because they have no room for truth. The arrogance of their ignorance knows no bounds, and they can't afford people telling the truth up there. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. Saturday Seconds. We suck so you don't have to, although this whole thing about sports is just beyond our control, it appears. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Side of the locker room that is starting to go into the tank, and you have the guys that are still trying to fight and figure out how we can get better.
Bears interim cornerback Jalen Johnson on Redline Radio talking about, you got part of the locker room tanking, quitting, other part playing hard, and sort of saying it matter-of-factly. And he's talking about the Bears culture. Remember that culture that Ted and George cited as the greatest in the world? Our culture is second to none. Our quarterback selection sucks, but our culture is second to none. How's the culture looking now? So, Mark Rohde.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Johnson seemed to me to be speaking the truth. Not just the words, if you were to read them, a transcription of them, but the way he said it. He's just sort of describing, he's doing the locker room. Okay, you got half of them are tanking, half of them aren't, and you go out there and do what you can. And what did you make of what Jalen Johnson said? And as we await Matt Nagy to comment on it, what do you think Matt Nagy will say as he is inevitably asked about Jalen Johnson's comments?
My first reaction was, okay, an NFL team is Bears 4-9. Sounds about right. Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be guys that are going to be like, what the hell? The season is over, so what am I doing exactly? And then there's going to be guys that are a little hungrier, like Jalen Johnson, or younger players still in their rookie contract, who are going to not care what the record is because they're playing for a lot. And I believe Jalen Johnson, when he, you know, he's about winning and being elite, but he's also about getting to a contract, I would assume. So I think there's some human nature that probably goes on in NFL locker rooms, including the Chicago Bears, to where if you are 4-9, you kind of know you're out of it. So really, what are we doing here? So I tend to believe what Jalen Johnson said.
I think it's very true. And I think this exposes, we've seen this season expose so much that is wrong with the Bears, from the top down, from Virginia on down. And it has to be in Virginia because she apparently is a decision maker. When she gets pissed, things happen. Until that happens, nothing happens. And everything that you heard, go back to what was said earlier in the year. Let's just start with Ted Phillips, Sweaty Teddy, talking about, did we get the quarterback position exactly right? No. Completely right? No. We didn't even come close. You are talking about a general manager and a coach. You're the magic collaboration. You think that's the answer for the people who collaborated on the failure that was Nick Foles. And the coach wanted Andy Dalton, not Justin Fields. And the general manager trades away all your draft capital for Mitch Trubisky. Whatever he's got left, he trades it away for Justin Fields. And by the way, Justin Fields, like I said earlier, he's Jay Cutler with a worse quarterback rating. He can't hold on to the ball. He's a turnover machine. He's tied for the lead league in fumbles.
It's been a rough year for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a long way to go still.
And you're talking about a coach who's shown no ability to develop a young quarterback. What has developed with Justin Fields has been out of desperation. The second half against Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Every time you see that second half,
that drive.
Why didn't you see that in the first half against Pittsburgh? And why didn't you see that in the first half the next game?
That's the one. That's the one. Why didn't it carry over? Why isn't progression linear? I guess it isn't. You know what I mean? But I agree totally. I was like, okay, is that the lifting off point? I didn't expect Justin Fields to dramatically all of a sudden put up 47 points, but I did expect progression, and we have not seen it. As far as what Matt Nagy will say when he's asked about, you know exactly what he's going to say.
I need a good laugh, so let's play it out, Mark.
He's going to say, hey, I've been in that locker room. I know these guys care. I know each and every one of these guys care. These guys are out here trying hard. These guys have not given up yet. And that's what I've been saying about these guys all year. These guys, I mean, they're 4-9, and they know that it's been a rough year, but they are out there trying and playing hard, and I haven't seen any of that in my locker room. Is that a good laugh for you?
Yeah. It's the fact that he has no credibility at this point.
What's he going to say, though? I just want Schuster right there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, that's good.
What's he gonna say? The same old thing.
He's out.
No, you know, I mean, like,
but
really?
It exposes. But he's gonna say that, and nobody's gonna believe it. And it exposes yet another part of the fraud that is. Well, first of all, the fraud that is Matt Nagy. Remember all this time, I'm gonna be aggressive. You guys are gonna see. I'm gonna be aggressive. I'm gonna go for it. Right. haven't you seen fourth and short the last couple weeks where he is just, he's put his tail between his legs. He is
because
just,
of all the times that they haven't converted.
He has acted as a coward. He's made cowardly
decisions. I don't even
know
if he's a coward. I think he adjusted because his team can't convert third and short and fourth and short.
What difference does it make when you're 4-8 and 4-9?
Well, you know, here. Here's
he also
thing.
Needs to look inwardly at the play calls that he was making on those.
He can't. He is totally incapable. He is totally
absurd.
Incapable.
Guys,
of that.
What you both are missing here, what you're both missing here, studs, is that the Bears went into that game not trying to win, but trying to survive because they knew they weren't going to win that game, and they had all their best survival tools going in the first half.
That's stupid, right there.
But that's all they had.
All they could do is win.
Embarrassment matters. It does. It matters to the owners. It matters to the player. So that they went into that game, how can we not make this a blowout? And yes,
that's
awful. Sucks. That does suck. But
they scored 30 points and lost by 15.
That's where they are.
Well, they got embarrassed anyways, so you might as well try to win.
No, they didn't. The reason they did get
embarrassed.
I'm not going to argue over embarrassment.
I walked away feeling embarrassed as a Bears fan.
Okay. All right.
When you're up 6 points at halftime, and you
no,
managed
before
to
that.
Lose.
Before
you,
that.
Yeah. And you're up by 10 points at one point in the first half, and you end up losing by 15.
But hold on. Which one of you two guys here thought the Bears were going to win that game? Anybody? Did anybody think the Bears were going to win that game?
No, but I thought they might try. They didn't even try. Nagy just...
They tried for a half.
A game before, when they had... And this was... To hear it come out of Tom Thayer's mouth in the broadcast booth... When they had fourth and short, and, all right, now they're going to go for it. Yeah, there you go. And it turns out that Dalton is just trying to draw them off sides. And then they get called for a delay of game. In the broadcast booth, and you may have heard it in your ear, I would imagine you did, Tom Thayer's disgust. Run a play.
I heard that, yes.
That rang. That rang. I was listening to Tom Thayer, who was on our show last week, and we tried to get Gary Fensick on because I want you to tell that story about.
I don't want to get in trouble, man.
No, I think it's a worthwhile story to tell. Okay. Anyways, Tom Thayer is going, run a play, right? And that's a 4-8 sound of disgust. What do you have to lose? Run a play. Show some confidence.
Right.
Who cares?
It's like I kind of agree with both sides, but like Nagy at this point is like, it doesn't work. Like he's finally come to grips with the idea that his offense can't convert.
He hasn't. The only thing he would have come to grips with is that Ryan Pace's players don't work. He will never admit that his scheme doesn't work, and he has been so resolute in defending a scheme that's good for 16 points a game. Yet another embarrassment, another thing that has been exposed about this whole the football brain, the galaxy brain football part of the Bears. It's one embarrassment after another. Collaboration was the answer? No. Culture's great? No, your culture sucks. You lose. And culture's got nothing to do with it. Winning does. Losing does.
He's lost himself. Yeah. Like whatever Matt Nagy thought his offense could do, he no longer, he realizes it doesn't work. So that should have been symbolic to you and to everybody when they don't go for it. And Tom Thayer is pissed off that is actually Matt Nagy admitting, sorry, one of my core principles, be aggressive.
Yes, go for it.
Go for it has been sucked out of him. He has had the schematic life sucked out of him. Seriously.
Then what use is it to keep him around?
Wait,
I mean, you saw in the first play of Green
Bay.
To keep him around. Why is he still coaching?
Oh, at this point?
Yes.
Because somebody leaked the story too soon on Thanksgiving.
I think you're exactly right.
You know, that's why.
That's the arrogance of their ignorance. Somebody leaked the truth. They don't deal well with the truth. That's why I think Jalen Johnson will be slapped or paddled or thrown out of Hallis Hall because they don't deal well with the truth. They don't recognize the truth up there. They don't know what it is.
Saying they can't handle the truth.
These are the people who were mesmerized by Phil Emery.
All right.
On that note, we're going to take a break, and we can't, we couldn't say, I didn't realize TBS stood for what it did.
I still don't know what it is.
Tight booty syndrome.
Oh.
That's what, wasn't that what?
Oh, that's not bad. You could say
no, that's
that.
Fine, but the word that I kept, that coming, kept coming to my head, I don't think would have played well.
Okay.
And I couldn't, for whatever reason, the word booty didn't come to me. I just, yeah.
You know, you have your own version of TBS?
What I texted you.
Oh.
No, Mark will say it on the air. Nothing bad will happen then.
You did. You did. Will I say it on the air? Let me read it again. Oh, yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah. We can't really say that.
Yeah, I don't think that version would work. Tight booties. That's fine, though.
All right. Well, that sums, that still gets the same point across, right? I see Aaron Rodgers there. Again, it's the quarterback.
There was a band.
Bears don't have
one. There was a band called Blank Surfers. Remember that band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, right.
Tight.
Yeah, there's a hole in the...
Yes!
There's a hole in the...
The Blank Surfers, texters.
Sentence you just set up.
First texter to name that band. You will have my immense respect, and I will text you back.
There's a hole in that, but first we need to take a break.
They surf.
Steve Rosenblum,
Mark They're Grody. Surfers. And there's a hole, and that's all you need to know.
Redefining Saturday suckage.
Oh.
Chicago Sports Radio.
Oh!
70 to score.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No. Everything else is there.
How's your vaunted culture, Ted? Jalen Johnson says you got guys quitting. And now there'll be a whole bunch of denials and a whole bunch of crap. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody, Saturday Suckage with you. Speaking of which, this is earlier, we'll talk about Rick Camp at top of the hour. Earlier, we had talked about Kevin Durant going into the health and safety protocols and that the Nets, so desperate, took flat earther and COVID denier and just general yutz, Kyrie Irving, will allow him to play road games. That was the plan. He could practice with the Nets because their practice facility was designated as an office, and he will play road games because he can't be in New York because they have actual rules about unvaccinated people being allowed in public in New York. And now what's the latest, Trash Panda?
Yeah, Kyrie Irving, according to Shams, has entered COVID-19 health and safety protocols.
Can I just do my impersonation of everybody when they hear that?
Yes.
Ha!
Yes.
I'm sorry. That might have been mean-spirited.
I actually did laugh out loud.
That's everybody.
So we had our... We had a contest without actually having a contest, and you had a winner, Mark, and we have a number that we... We don't have a prize for them, though, but...
Yeah, we're not allowed to make photocopies of old parking passes and old tickets.
Which I thought was a great prize.
That was you, buddy. That
real
amazing.
Shows could give away. Yeah.
You got a little trouble for that.
So anyways, you said there was a texter.
Yes, there was a texter from there have been several texters, but the first one that popped up was a 312 area code. So congrats, and I'm sure there are other 312s who text in too, but congratulations. And I did text that person back with congratulations. So,
I saw that.
And if that texter texts again and says, gives us their name, I will give the name too. You were first, but then how many others were played along with us too today?
Well over 30. Well, I stopped counting it.
Yeah,
I stopped counting
it. Our producer
like
doesn't want to count anymore. He's like, Saturday.
I got to like 36, and I was like, yeah, all right, I get it.
Okay, so more than 36 plus, because they're still hitting, and there's people educating us on things like one of the albums. If you still haven't figured out the band name, Hairway to Steven is my favorite. I'm just going to have to take your, like, I don't know much of that band, the Blank Surfers. I mean, I know their stuff, but just the surface stuff.
Do we have to say blank for both syllables in the first part of the Blank Surfer's name? I don't know.
For the second
hole.
Okay, you just did. Surfers? So there is a band named Hole. There's a band named Hole.
There is.
But this is a
different. Does it still exist? Is Courtney still?
No. I actually liked Hole a lot. I thought that was a really good band. They rocked. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were all grunge all the time.
Absolutely.
Anything that came out of Seattle, whichever orifice.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, I think that I think we've said enough now that people know the band about which we are speaking. But there's probably some people who have no idea what the band is, depending on your age.
Because that was the word interest. That was the word in TBS, tight booty syndrome, that Studs. Trash Panda wanted to say but didn't.
Right, and Herb had it,
and then texted it to you. And yeah. now that we kept it a secret from the audience, we were playing Password. And we were giving them clues to what it was, and we found 30 people. This is like the time we found out we were the Wake and Bake Club.
So I think this is infinitely better than actually saying the word.
It is.
Right. We are.
It's audience participation.
Even if, like, I'm not even 100% sure if you can't say it, but I just don't want to risk it.
Where's the... Okay, wait. I saw 716, which I think is Buffalo, and 715... And 816. There's some zip codes listening to us that I do not know. 340. There's some area codes, not zip codes. There's some area codes listening to us that couldn't wait to write.
This is our chance.
That two syllable word.
Yeah.
One of which was a body part. And
contextually, if we hadn't started talking about what we were indicating,
we're talking about the fact that they. Frieza, they get this tight rectum,
right?
When Aaron Rodgers is out there, but not when the likes of Kirk Cousins and Matthew Stafford.
Like, we were just talking about bands. Like, if that was the genesis of our conversation, I would say the name of the band. Like, we could, right?
I don't know.
That's journalism 101. Like, it's context.
No, you can't.
Not anymore.
No, I think it is. There is the context thing. I think you're right.
I mean, my Illinois State broadcast books are pretty old at this point, so I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, because I know you can say Schitt's Creek because it's the name of a show and it's spelled differently.
That still felt jarring when he said
it.
It did.
Even for a show on which some of those words have one of those words aired.
Yeah,
and it wasn't Creek, and it just sort of showed up.
You're
the expert on constitutional law and copyright. Trash Panda.
I didn't bring my book with me today, so.
He's got those Western Illinois books.
But he does. Yeah. But he does. He does know that, and making sure that we don't play. We wanted to play Super Bowl Shuffle, which had been played for decades on this station, and then we found out we couldn't, and it was backed up by Spilkus. But Trash Panda had the first ink, said, no, it's copyrighted. We can't do that. And don't they benefit by having it played? And yes, we agreed on that. But no, but Professor Kingsfield over there was right.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, I'll bring my old broadcast media law book with me.
You can do that, but none of us is allowed to be here next week. It's Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
There's no show on Christmas.
You and I are on Christmas Eve, buddy.
We are. We're Christmas Eve day. We're
right.
We are
morning.
Are you Mully or Hall?
No, I'll
have to debate this.
I'll be Haw, because will you not be sitting in that chair running the show?
I don't have to. If you want to be Mully and
No. I'm cool.
Talk
with
about
it.
Manchester United. You
Steve,
could do
you
that.
Only get one crack at this mic a week typically, so I like you sitting in the power chair.
I'm more than happy to be David Haw, the columnist turned radiologist.
He's got wait, Haw's got a Hall of Fame vote, so I'll be Haw.
He should not have it. Nobody who covers baseball should have a Hall of Fame vote. It's a conflict of interest for any writer who has a Hall of Fame vote.
This is a hot take right here.
I quit voting for awards in the 80s because it's a conflict of interest.
Because you're too close to it?
Yeah, of course you are.
The appearance of conflict is
a conflict.
But David doesn't cover baseball.
Then why does he have a Hall of Fame vote?
Because he used to cover baseball.
Then it's a conflict of interest.
Because
appearance
he used to?
Of conflict is a conflict. Huh. Yeah, he might be
That's
holding
really
grudges.
Interesting. I have never thought of it that way. So guys that cover baseball, they have their built-in biases. They're going to have favorite play. Wow, that's so... I can't
it's
really
true.
Fight that.
In
no, you're
every
right.
sport.
You're right. That's why one guy will get one or two votes because they're buddies with the beat writer. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or
somebody.
You're right. It happens.
Somebody might not get a vote.
When you cover a team, there are built-in biases. There is no doubt about it. I've been part of it with the Cubs and now with the Bears. Like sometimes you are swooped away by somebody's personality. Like, oh, I like that guy. I'm going to vote for him. So, wow, great point.
And Mark Burley should be in the Hall of Fame because he's the gold standard for speeding up games. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up next is Rick Camp. We're going to talk Bulls or what's left of them. Do you realize I know more Bears players coming back than Bulls players? I have no idea what the Bulls are doing, but I think the Trash Panda might be the next point guard the way things are going. Are you? Awesome. Have you been contacted by them, Trash Panda?
Yeah.
How about Camp in the middle? Camp, he could take up some space in the middle.
Right, and he would tear apart the buffet. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, second, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.